How concerned should you be about Omicron, which is now the dominant variant in this country, and it happened so quickly? The answer is straightforward. If you're not fully vaccinated, you have good reason to be concerned. Get vaccinated now. It's free. It's convenient. I promise you, it saves lives. And I honest to God believe it's your patriotic duty. Another question that folks are asking is, are we going back to March 2020? Not this last March 2021, but March 2020, when the pandemic first hit. That's what I keep getting asked. The answer is absolutely no. No. Today, we don't have to shut down schools because of a case of COVID-19. Now, if a student tests positive, other students can take the test and stay in the classroom if they're not infected, rather than closing the whole school or having to quarantine. We can keep our K-12 schools open. That's exactly what we should be doing. So, folks, let me summarize. We should all be concerned about Omicron, but not panicked. If you're fully vaccinated, and especially if you got your booster shot, you are highly protected. And if you're unvaccinated, you're at a higher risk of getting severely ill from COVID-19, getting hospitalized, and even dying. So the best thing to do is get fully vaccinated and get your booster shot. In the past 2 weeks, we've seen the highest vaccination rates since last spring. And we aren't as vaccinated as a country as we should be, though. That's why we have added 10,000 new vaccination sites on top of the 80,000 sites that are already we already had in place. And even more will open in January. And again, to folks who are not vaccinated, you may think you're putting only yourself at risk, but it's your choice. Your choice is not just a choice about you. It affects other people. You're putting other people at risk, your loved ones, your friends, neighbors, strangers you run into. And your choice can be the difference between life or death. Look, the unvaccinated are responsible for their own choices. But those choices have been fueled by dangerous misinformation on cable TV and social media. You know, these companies and personalities are making money by peddling lies and allowing misinformation that can kill their own customers and their own supporters. It's wrong. It's immoral. I call on the purveyors of these lies and misinformation to stop it. Stop it now. I got my booster shot as soon as they were available. And just the other day, former President Trump announced he had gotten his booster shot. Maybe one of the few things he and I agree on. Almost everyone who has died from COVID-19 in the past many months has been unvaccinated. Unvaccinated. But if you're among the majority of Americans who are fully vaccinated, and especially if you've gotten the booster shot, that third shot, you have much less reason to worry. And I know some Americans are wondering if you can safely celebrate the holidays with your family and friends. The answer is yes, you can. If you and those you celebrate with are vaccinated, particularly if you've gotten your booster shot. COVID is spreading so rapidly. If you notice, it just happened almost overnight, just in the last month.
Mr. President, no.
It's not a failure. But the alarm bell went off. I don't think anybody anticipated that this was going to be as rapidly spreading as it did. I'm considering reversing. I'm going to talk with my team in the next couple of days. Look, remember why I said we put the travel ban on? Is to see how much time we had before it hit here so we could begin to decide what we needed by looking at what's happening in other countries. But we're past that now. And so it's something that is being raised with me by the docs, and I'll have an answer for that soon.